Of course, I'm here with Bianca Belair, your Raw Women's Champion in San Antonio, Texas, ahead of the Royal Rumble. Bianca, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm great. I'm just excited. It's Royal Rumble weekend, so it's my favorite time of the year.
It is, but I do know a big part of your whole journey here is you've made your own gear, which means you probably have a lot of the girls in the locker room vying for to be a client, including Liv Morgan tried to shoot her shot, but obviously the timing just did not line up. But if you were to create a look for Liv Morgan, what do you think it would look like?
You know, see, this is the part that I love. I feel like we would collaborate. You know, you have to listen to your client. Of course, I feel like there would be some fishnets in there, some chains in there. I put some little eyes, some little rhinestone eyes out on there because she likes to say, "Watch me." I would love to go figure out what the Liv Morgan vibe is and we collaborate together. So I really want to do that one day. I just need the time. I'm still finishing my gear. So I
was going to ask you that because as of last week, you said, I don't even have my gear made. So what's the status with that right now? And if so, do you have a little hint, maybe inspo or color scheme you can give us?
I hadn't started my gear. I started it about 2 days ago. It's in my hotel room right now that I'm going to finish tonight. But I made the entrance piece. My husband was like, "You sure you don't want to say that for Mania?" And I was like, "No, what am I going to do for Mania now?"
Speaking of Mania, the Street Profits, in case you guys haven't seen in the multiple other interviews that we've done today.
They just want to be in everybody's interview. They want to make sure their presence is felt. That's what I think that is, maybe. Not really sure, but yeah. But yeah, my gear, it's I'm excited for it. It's bright, of course. That's who I am.
And it's bright pink today. Beautiful.
Yeah, and it's shiny.
As it should be. You got the shiny belts, you got the glam, so we look forward to that whatever it is tomorrow. Obviously, you will be defending it against Alexa Bliss, who's been playing some mind games. But you know, before all of this, she's been a pretty dominant champion, much like yourself, during 2017, 2018. So obviously, personal things aside, what do you kind of think of Alexa Bliss's journey in WWE?
I think Alexa Bliss, you know, I've looked up to Alexa before as well. Like, she was one that came into WWE. She didn't have any experience either. And so I always look at those people, and they've always been an example for me that, like, okay, you can do this. You can get to the main roster. You can be champion. She's a former champion herself. So just getting in the ring with Alexa alone is going to be difficult. But now I have to worry about, is Uncle Howdy going to come out? Is she bringing them out? Are they coming out themselves? Like, what is going on, right? Like, everybody is trying to figure out what's going on with Alexa Bliss. So imagine how I feel. I'm the person that has to get in the ring with her. And so usually I just see a competitor. And now I'm, like, seeing a person and trying to figure her out. She's very unpredictable. So I don't know what's going to happen at Rumble. I'm going to say is that I plan on walking out still Raw Women's Champion.
Exactly, and obviously you were in your second major title run. First you had the SmackDown Women's Championship, now the Raw Women's Championship. So now in the second run, you've gotten a taste for gold before. You've been on this journey for now 9 months. What do you have left that you want to accomplish in this second run as champion?
You know, I want to continue just to get in the ring with the absolute best. Our women's roster is so extensive, and I'm just someone who, if you're out there killing it and you're out there showing out, I want to get in the ring with you. I want to get in the ring with as many people as possible, show that I am the EST. I want to continue to make history, like with Bayley, all the history that I've made with her. I want to continue to do that. I want to go three-peat at WrestleMania. It'll be my third WrestleMania, so I want to go three-peat there. And long-term or short-term goal, whether it's this title reign or later, defeat all four horsewomen. So, and I want to take this title to as many places as possible. You know, I've been able to take it to Derby, NASCAR, like NFL games, NBA games, just get as many eyes on this product as possible, because what we're doing here is amazing.
Now, you talk about the horsewomen. You've defeated three of them. You have not defeated Charlotte Flair. You two did have a little bit of a moment on Monday Night Raw. Raw is 30, so how was that moment for you? She's called out a match she wants with you. You want a match with her. What's going on?
I feel like it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And so we just have to figure out when that's going to happen. Like I said, Charlotte Flair is one of the first women that I looked up to when I got to NXT. You know, I saw myself in her. You know, Ric Flair is her father, but people sometimes forget that she came into this business not knowing anything, just like me, zero experience. She was a collegiate athlete, just like me. And so she's the most decorated woman in WWE. So if you want to be the best, you're going to go after Charlotte Flair. She's at the mountaintop. So whether that's a short-term goal, long-term goal, I want to continue to chase after that. And, you know, those four horsewomen, they've done so much for this business. So I just want to have my name in the same conversation as them.
And lastly, obviously, the four horsewomen are definitely legends in the game, still going strong. It's Royal Rumble season. They're still, you're not in the Rumble, but there is still, as of now, 23 spots left in the Women's Royal Rumble. So if you could have any legend return to the Royal Rumble, who would you like to see and why?
Well, you know, I'm always a Beth Phoenix fan.
She's from my hometown.
Yeah, she was in the Rumble when my very first Rumble I was a part of, so I'd love to see her return. You know, the Bella Twins, they were there last year, so I'd love to see them there. I'm trying to think, who else? You know, nobody ever talks about it, but what if Stephanie comes to the Royal Rumble?
I've been saying that since the beginning.
I'll take a slap and fly over the top rope from Stephanie.
Stephanie McMahon. Bianca Belair wants to see you in the Rumble. You got to honor the champ's request.
That would be the biggest pop ever.
It would.
You know?
But Bianca, thank you so much again. Of course, good luck tomorrow at the Royal Rumble.